we're celebrating Community Development Week, and we're really excited about it because we're really highlighting some of the work that we do. And home ownership is a critical part of community development. So we want you to give us your feedback. We want to hear your comments. We want to hear what you think about the market right now today, what it's doing, and how community development can serve constituents of Fulton County better. So at this time, I'll turn it over to Nathan Sims.
Thank you, Director, and thank you, Art, and good morning to everyone, and thank you again for joining us. As both Art and the Director said, this is a unique opportunity. I know we've done this a couple of years ago, but what a difference a few years makes in the marketplace. And so we really want to use this as an opportunity to, you know, get your feedback and figure out what we can do in terms of, you know, making our program more expansive and more available to those in the marketplace, and certainly hopefully you will give us all that feedback. But I do want to say, you know, that our agency is focused on not only just providing the down payment assistance, you know, aspect to a home buyer, but we're also looking at other aspects in terms of expanding inventory, because we know that that's a key element to this. And as Art mentioned, identify other sources of capital that already exist. So as I like to say, if you have 10 and I have 5, we have 15. And that's where we really need to get to understand the different resources and how they can work together. With that said, we look forward to talking to you through the course of this time together from 10 to 12. And just a little bit of housekeeping, we just have everybody on mute. If you have any questions, you can use the raise hand feature, which is either at the top of your screen, at the bottom of the screen, depending on how your screen is set up, and then we can take it from there. I'll turn it back to Art.
Okay, welcome, and to talk to you a little bit about what the Fulton County Homeownership Program, to talk to you about current program offerings, as well as proposed offerings for the program. Have a question and comments section, and also a closing. And we've already met with, you've introduced our director, Stan Wilson, and our Federal Programs Division Manager, Nathan Sims. And of course, my name is Art Christian, a Community Development Specialist with the Department of Community Development with Fulton County. So what is the Fulton County Home Ownership Program? It provides first-time home buyer assistance at 0% interest with no monthly payments. It's also a forgivable second mortgage over time, depending upon the amount of the subsidy to the home buyer will determine the amount of the number of years the mortgage is in effect for. The current programs for Fulton County Homeownership Program includes down payment and closing cost assistance, up to 6% of the sales of the purchase price, and total assistance cannot exceed $10,000. The way this works is that, for example, let's say you receive the $10,000 maximum under our current offerings. Starting the second year anniversary of the loan closing, 20% of that $10,000 would be forgiven as long as the home is kept as the primary residence of the home buyer. It's not being rented out. And that 20% reduction in the loan balance for the HOP program, of the HOP loan, it stays in effect for a total of 5 years straight, as long as those affordability and occupancy requirements are met. So by the end of that 6 year, what was a $10,000 0% interest, no monthly payment second mortgage loan becomes a grant. So that is those are our current program offerings. And of course, we are going to be asking you about, you know, what it is that you see in the need for first-time home buyers. And next, we'll be showing you our proposed program offerings to be rolled out either in June or July of this year. And one other thing that the current program offerings is paper submission of loan packages. Also, some of our participating lenders have been forwarding information to us via portal. And so we've got some new things coming up that we think will make the process a lot easier. That being said, our proposed program offerings will still include down payment and closing cost assistance. It will also include interest rate buy-down assistance. The subsidy can be 7.5% of the purchase price, as opposed to 6% previously or currently. And the total assistance And the proposed offerings will be $15,000, which would be an increase of 50% from $10,000 that is the current maximum subsidy limit. And finally, and last but not least, the other program offering that we are proposing to roll out either in June or July of this year would be digital submission of loan packages. We'll be using Neighborly software in order for our participating lenders to insert information into the software itself to cut down on the forms that may need to be uploaded. But everything will be digital. And some of the previous forms that needed to be filled out manually or can be typed into the system, and a few of the forms that either need signatures and or notaries can be uploaded. So we're trying to make things a lot easier, but we also, of course, want to get your feedback on a few of these things, including our proposed program offerings. And so we wanted to open things up for you to let us know how do you see the current market needs, and especially in terms of first-time home buyers. Also, some things to consider. Thoughts on the proposed offerings. Are there other possibilities to consider? And ideas and thoughts regarding housing counseling and foreclosure prevention. So I'm opening it up to all of our participants out there. You can raise your hand and you'll be acknowledged, and we'd love to get your feedback.
First question is from Damian Russell.
Yes, how are you guys doing today?
Doing great.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just noticed that so the increase in amount that is given, like from 10 to 15, is that currently available now, or will that be like towards the summertime?
It's not currently available now, but it will be towards the summertime.
Okay, cool. Yes. Yeah, that's a big adjustment. Did I miss something about the loan amount? Will that still be the same for 2023, I believe? Is it 275 max?
Well, it all depends upon the sales price, purchase price limits that are approved and sent out by HUD each year. So currently the maximum sales price for both new and existing homes is $272,000.
Okay.
It generally goes up every year. And normally HUD releases the data, the new numbers, May 1st, and it's effective June 1st of each year. So we're expecting to see that in just a few weeks.
All right, great. That was my only question. That's a tremendous increase too, as well, the incentives. So that's cool.
Excellent. So what are you all seeing out there in the market? Is there, what is the demand looking like? What's the supply looking like? What types of assistance do you think would help?
Well, the only thing I see really, I'm sorry I didn't raise my hand, but the only thing I see that, could increase maybe the expansion of the boundaries, really, I guess. To include some parts of the city of Atlanta, maybe. I don't know if that's something that can be done or not.
Gotcha. Unfortunately, Fulton County and the city of Atlanta received the same type of funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which right now this program is funded through. And so we're not able to, legally able to go through into each other's jurisdictions.
Okay.
Right. You can all, of course.
They're representatives aren't as nice as you guys, though, so I'll stick with the you guys.
We're all trying to be better.
I got you. No, that was it for me.
Okay. Are there any other participants out there that have any thoughts on the current market needs? Is there a demand for first-time home buyers? Have you been able to close many home buyers who are at or below 80% of the area median income? For example, a one-person household is $54,000. Two-person household, currently, the maximum income limit is $61,700. Where are you seeing where are you seeing the need or the demand for these products? Is there inventory out there?
Answer the question, there is inventory, is just not enough, and unfortunately can't build enough quick enough for the need is great. I do get some success with people that are 8% or less of the AMI, but unfortunately a lot of this, what they're purchasing is not in the city of Atlanta or even in Fulton County. They're having to go out further to find properties that they can afford.
That's good information.
Can I ask, in terms of that particular piece, Ms. Smith, what's the average price that you're seeing that those individuals are able to purchase a little bit outside of Fulton?
The lowest I've seen lately, I had a couple that were $180,000. Okay, and when we think about first-time home buyers, that's usually about where we think they may fall, you know, anywhere from, you know, 150 to 300. So that one, those two that got the 180 properties were really good. But mostly they're at about 300,000 is what everybody is coming in at. You say within Fulton County?
Yes.
Still, and it's hard. It's still hard for them to find good properties, but it's anywhere from, you know, 280 to 300, and it's a fight for them to get those properties because, you know, it's not enough inventory.
Tell me, are you saying that offers are coming in above the asking price or not?
The offers, the contracts I've been receiving, they've been at asking price. They haven't really been over.
Okay.
They've been at asking price. So again, the market is doing a little correcting of itself. I don't see a lot of people going way over asking price. Sellers are starting to give a little bit more toward closing costs. Now sellers are still greedy. So when they see that there's going to be down payment assistance, they don't want to pay anything. Which kind of defeats the purpose of helping the buyer, but that's just the route they take.
Thank you. So tell me, in terms of the single family housing that's out there, is it single family detached? Is it, are they townhomes? What are you seeing out there in terms of your most recent buyers over the past, you know, 6 or 8 months?
Most of my people have been detached. They do look at townhomes, so because they're trying to find anything that fits their budget.
Yeah.
The problem with townhomes and condos is they get HOA fees, and sometimes that takes their debt-to-income ratios too high. But most of them have been single-family detached home.
Thank you. Mr. Martinez, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going to ask, since you mentioned the counseling and foreclosure prevention, have you had, I just want to know the ratio, has it been a large part of people actually going into foreclosure within these within this program, or have you been seeing, you know, the other, basically?
Actually, for our program, actually over the history of it, and even most recently, there have been very, very few foreclosures. There have been none that have come in within the past 3 years. And even prior to me running running this program, it was very, very few. Thank goodness, homebuyers that were actually foreclosed upon. Are you? What are you? Yes. What are you seeing out there, or what are you hearing out there?
I mean, that's good to know. The only thing that I wanted to touch back on with Ms. Smith's comment is probably if you know maybe possibly increasing the you know area median income for like maybe individual, because most times buyers usually don't really have another buyer who's making, you know, a lot of income. I usually see that. I usually just see maybe single moms purchasing. If they do have a significant other, you know, they're not really contributing a lot. So, you know, just that area median income is kind of, you know, hurting some of the people that I see that wants to qualify. So, for example, you mentioned like maybe 52, 54 for the area median income. I'm noticing maybe individuals are usually making between 58, 60 maybe, and they still want to stay in those particular areas, but they're kind of priced out. So is there any kind of, you know, room for anybody that makes maybe a couple grand over the area median income, or you just have to stick to that basically?
Well, the way... So we are considering some other ways to fund the program that may be less restrictive, but that hasn't been fully hashed out or approved just as yet. We're just in the discussion stages of that. But currently, the program is funded through the Home Investment Partnerships Program, and we have to abide by what's called the adjusted home income limits, which are published each year around the same time. It's announced generally in May 1st and generally comes out June 1st. And every year they do go up generally a few thousand dollars. So right now where it's a one person household, the maximum income is $54,000. It may jump to close to $56,000, for example. But this is, you know, I'm just making a good guess, but generally it increases a few thousand each year under each household size. Yes.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, yeah, I was just asking about that pretty much. Thank you.
Sure.
Next up is for Ms. Stewart and then Mr. Martinez.
Hi, good morning. I have a question on the 80% AMI. You mentioned that your funds come from some of the same source for some of the City of Atlanta programs. So how is it that AHA's 80% AMI is the 77 or whatever it is mark, where yours is different, where they use a four-person category across the board, whether it's one person or however many in the household, and they still say it's 80% AMI? I don't understand that.
So there is a difference in terms of, so the area median income for the Atlanta area is higher than what is used for this program, this HUD program. What HUD uses actually is not just area median income, it's adjusted home income limits. And those limits are less than what the AMI is for the Atlanta metropolitan area. That's the explanation, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Pedro Martinez with Catholic Charities Atlanta. We are the HUD approved housing council. My question is that in your requirements, there's not a requirement for a participation or a certificate from a HUD approved housing council agency from the Homebuyer Education Center.
Actually, there is. There is a requirement to for homebuyers to receive 8 hours of pre-purchase housing counseling from a HUD-approved agency, and of course, a HUD-approved housing counselor also.
Okay, so the requirement is the 8 hours plus the pre-purchase counseling, one-on-one counseling?
Correct.
My question will be, how do we get into your list of providers?
Gotcha. And you know, and something that that could be possible, we could, and we can talk about it internally, maybe perhaps we can list some of the housing counseling agencies that are out there. Of course, we can't steer necessarily, but we can definitely list, you know, housing counseling agencies that are out there.
Yes, yeah, I mean, we do work with several down payment assistance programs, some of other, you know, towns and cities as well. And they do list of, you know, the list, they do provide a list of providers, not approved housing counseling agencies. As you have a list of approved lenders. So, I mean, if it's possible, no, we will.
Most definitely.
And one more question. So this will be something similar to, this program cannot be stacked with another down payment assistance program when this is a grant. Is that correct?
It's possible that it could. One big thing with HUD programs like this, they make sure that we have to look at need in terms of the home buyer. So it's done on an case-by-case individual need basis to make sure that we're not over-subsidizing the home buyer. So it's possible that it can be stacked with other programs. We just have to make sure that we don't over-subsidize the home buyer.
Thank you.
And Mr. Martinez, tell me, well, what is your, do you all do any work in foreclosure prevention in terms of, are you all notified by lenders or homeowners who may be about to or behind on their mortgage payments that call you for, or that contact you for counseling? Do you provide any of those services?
Yes, thank you for asking. We do. We also provide foreclosure prevention counseling services. And we get referrals from different sources. We actually, in some cases, we actually have the servicers, the lenders. We partner to provide outreach events, and out of those events, we get families get to receive foreclosure counseling before they actually see the servicer, the lender. We also work in partnership with the Department of Community Affairs for the Homeowner Assistance Fund. So we get referrals directly from the Department of Community Affairs as well. If you do receive families calling you for foreclosure prevention services, you're welcome to send them my way. We provide those services. We don't provide, per se, financial assistance. We do not have funding for that. We work with homeowners either through the Homeowner Assistance Fund or directly with the lenders, advocating for them to bring that mortgage current, or either do a loan modification, forbearance, any type of workout that the lender offers. That's what we do.
Excellent, excellent. That's good information.
Yeah, and you have my information, so I can send you my flyer and also the number that, you know, they need to call or email.
Yes, please do. Please do.
Yeah, the process is very intensive. We focus on helping the homeowners in the long term. So we develop a very detailed crisis budget that we call, because we want the homeowners to understand what really happened and how to prevent it in the future, regardless of the workout, you know, option from the lender.
Understood. Tell me, how did you, if I may ask, how did you cultivate your relationships in terms of with the lenders? Did they contact you? Did you contact them, or a combination of things?
So we are, we have through our partnership with HUD, and because we are, you know, HUD-approved housing counseling agencies, we get a list of contacts, point of contacts that we call from all the lenders participating in Georgia. This is for counselors only, so that's the way we contact them and we promote our services. In fact, this year we actually had two events with two lenders who have a really, really large footprint in Georgia, and we were able to resolve a lot of, you know, a lot of you know, a lot of families that were actually scheduled to be foreclosed upon in March, they were we prevented about 6 or 7 foreclosures on that date of the event. So we promote a separate directly with the lenders.
Excellent.
Again, thank you for the invitation.
Oh, most definitely. We appreciate you being able to attend. Are there any other possibilities out there for us to consider on... Oh, had a question. In terms of lists of new lenders and or new single family subdivisions, how do you all get your information? How can Fulton County become aware of those pipelines out there to help, you know, market our program and to home buyers?
Excuse me, Arthur, it's Joanne. Are you saying for new construction or?
Yes, for new construction.
Well, I think the biggest thing is going to be price point. If the sales price is going up, then, you know, we can always look at price points for the new construction. And then, you know, you just, I know I do a lot where I go out and I meet with them, but, you know, that would be something you guys could look into, is making those connections, letting them know what's available in those areas within those, you know, sales price points.
Indeed. Thank you. Well, are there any questions, any other questions that you all might have of us? Or Nathan, is there anything that you'd care to say before we move towards closing this out?
Well, I mean, I'd like to thank everybody again for their attendance today. I think it's very much important. As we said, there are some things that we certainly are considering in terms of changes. There are things broadly where we do want to have, you know, kind of a broader conversation, not only in terms of the availability of capital from our perspective, but leveraging capital in terms of other funding sources that are out there, lending institutions that have down payment assistance dollars, and really kind of explore that a little bit further. And as I mentioned as well, I mean, the agency has a broad reach across the spectrum. So it's not only just the down payment assistance aspect that we're focused on, but we are also focused on expanding inventory as well, both on the rental and homeownership side. And so, you know, we will be working to connect developers to those opportunities, which we'll have a couple coming up hopefully in the next couple of weeks, and obviously over the summer as well. So we'll have opportunities to have an impact in that space and make those connections. But we look forward to keeping the conversation going, and I think this is the first start of many more things to come. Mr.
Yeah, question. When you say working with developers, are you guys assisting them with financing for the builder developers that are in the affordable space?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And who would they contact? Because I work with quite a few.
You can contact me, but you can start in terms of the information that R has of, and we'll actually have a newsletter coming out as well. And so our contact information is there. But yes, we will be having a solicitation coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we also will have a second solicitation coming up this summer.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, I'll turn it back to you.
Excellent, excellent. Well, once again, I'd like to thank everyone for coming out and being part of this morning, taking time out of your busy schedules. Our contact information is there on the screen, and the direct number also there, 404-613-4176. And of course, the down payment.assistance at fultoncountyga.gov email address. Thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to hearing from you, partnering with you to continue to make the program better, more efficient, more effective to help home buyers get into their homes that they can afford over the long term. And thank you so very much.